بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثاني عشر عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من توضع فاحسن الوضوء ثم اتى الجمعه فاستمع وانصت غفر له ما بينه وبين الجمعه وزياده ثلاثه ايام، ومن مس الحسى فقد لغى. رواه مسلم. In this chapter, the various easy ways of doing great work, do good work, and getting great rewards for that. Here, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala mentions in the 12th hadith of this chapter that a person who makes wudu and he makes a good wudu, and then he comes for Jumu'ah namaz and he listens attentively, and he keeps quiet, he doesn't make any noise, etc. He will be forgiven between him and that, between that Jummah and the next Jummah, that is for 7 days. وَزِيَادَتُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامِ, and another 3 days also. وَمَنْ مَسَ الْحَصَى فَقَدْ لَغَى, and any person who touched, played with the pebbles, that person has done an act which is a futile act. So the explanation of this hadith, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, firstly, a person who makes wudu and a good wudu. This is very important. Today we are very negligent in that. In fact, even in istinja, and especially with now the hose which is used mostly, we don't wash. We only splash water. And what is necessary is to wash. The napaki doesn't go off just by splashing water. A person must rub it, wash it, then the napaki goes away. Even urine, the chemicals in urine are very strong and severe, and besides it not being permissible to read namaz with urine on the body, it is very unhealthy also. Those urine, the effects of urine have a very detrimental effect on the health of a person. And many people suffer from diseases afterwards because of not making istinja properly. And especially if it's number two, then that must be washed. Just using a bidet or just splashing it with water with the hose, that napaki doesn't go away. Easy way to understand that, just put condensed milk on your palm of your hand and then just splash it with some water. Or just use a tissue and rub it off and see, and then put your finger and taste, you'll still get the condensed milk taste. But when you rub it and wash it off, then only will it go away. The same it is with the stool. Till we don't wash it, the effects don't go away. And if we are making namaz with our istinja not correct, then what kind of a namaz is that? Forget the wuzu, even if our istinja is not correct. We must become very conscious of making our istinja. And in the Quran Sharif, Allah praises those people who make their istinja properly. That is istibra, using a lot of sand and today a tissue paper. First wipe ourselves clean with the tissue paper and then wash it and use our hands also to rub and wash and remove all the dirt. We must be pure of all these impurities before we can start even our wudu. So it's very, very important. And then after that, فَأَحْسَنَ الْوُضُوْ. This is another very important thing, that a person who makes a good wudu, إِسْبَاغِ wudu, that is to make wudu properly, and in fact, عَلَى makaria. When it is difficult to make wudu properly, like it's a cold day and there's only cold water, in fact, ice cold water, but at that time, to make the wudu properly has got great, great rewards. In fact, one local black lady speaking to all our ladies, and she's explaining and she said that we see most of the women when they make wudu, they're just splashing water very fast, just here, there, on the hands, on the head, face, etc., little bit on the legs, and they start namaz. That wuzu is not correct. And we see in the wuzu khanas also, not only small children, but very sadly, elderly people also. We just splashing some water, and especially for the legs, we just put them under the tap and swivel our legs a little bit this way, that way. We hardly use our hands to rub the legs, and our wuzu is made. With such a kind of wuzu, such a kind of istinja, then our namaz, whole life we are making namaz. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person is making namaz for 60 years, but not one of his namaz is accepted. He's making namaz for 60 years, but not one of his namaz is accepted. And this is because his namaz is not correct. If our istinja is not correct, if our wuzu is not correct, then how can the other be correct? So it isn't just that we are happy I'm making my namaz, but am I making it correctly or not? All our dunya's matters, we are not just satisfied we have done it. We make sure that we do it properly. Everything must be done properly. So our dini matters are much more important. So a person who makes his wudu properly, and then he comes for Jumu'ah namaz. And there are many other conditions which are also mentioned in other ahadith. Yeah, what is mentioned, he listens attentively. When we come for Jumu'ah, we shouldn't become late and we even miss the khutbah. We just make it for namaz. No, we should be there. And if a bayan is taking place, make sure we are there for the bayan also. And then fastama'a, listen and listen properly and attentively. We should not take our 40 wings. We don't make qailula normally, but Jumu'ah we make qailula. And we don't listen properly. We are half sleepy when we are listening. So we should listen properly. And many times also, we actually hear a person snoring loudly. But if you have to tell him your wuzu is broken, go and repeat your wuzu, he will become very, very angry that you told him. And he will say, I wasn't sleeping. Because in that condition, little bit he's hearing. So he says, I wasn't sleeping. And if our wuzu broke by sleeping, and then we're making our Jumu'ah namaz without wuzu, our istinja not correct, our wuzu not correct, and then whatever kind of wuzu we make, even that is broken, and we're making the Jumu'ah, etc., then what goodness can we expect? So we should do it that we should listen properly. One sutta, and we should, the actual words are shut up. We shouldn't speak a word when the khutbah is carrying on. Even as it comes in another hadith, even if somebody is doing something wrong, don't correct him. Only the imam has the right to speak if somebody is doing something wrong. But we at that time, when the khutbah is carrying on, we must just keep quiet and we must listen properly. If a person does this, then his gunas are forgiven for 10 days, till the next Jumu'ah and another 10 days. And this is in conformity with the laws of Allah, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ أَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. A person who does a good deed, he gets 10 the amount for it. And very important in this hadith is also mentioned that he does not play with the pebbles. Before, in the masjid, there were not carpets as we have got today. There were pebbles in the masjid. So a person plays around with these pebbles. Today's time, if a person is playing with his watch, with his topi, or with his glasses, putting them right all the time, or with his handcuffs, or anything else he's playing with, we shouldn't be playing, we should be listening very attentively and properly what the imam has got to say in the khutbah, in the bayan. Then that person, there are great rewards for those people. So we have to do the right thing, and we have to do it in the right way as well. We should become aware of our deen and do things correctly. In our houses, for in our personal lives, our cars, every small detail, we want it to be perfect and we want it to be correct. If we have a swimming pool, we want it to be sparkling blue all the time. We have a garden, we want it to be well maintained. Everything, house must be cleaned properly. We must give much more importance to our deen and make it properly. May Allah give us all the time. Mm-hmm. SubhanAllah.